Marriage might have been fine for your parents or grandparents, but of what value is it today? Isn't it, as more and more young people seem to be saying, just a piece of paper?
Now, I don't like the way that they just use the word young people when they really mean men. I mean, you can say men. Women are not walking away from marriage. In fact, women are so desperate to be married that they're marrying themselves. It's men that are walking away from marriage. But of course, we can't acknowledge that. We have to kind of group everyone together as young people. But don't worry, this discounting of men will only get worse from here.
Well, it turns out that piece of paper might be the most valuable thing you will ever own.
It's not that marriage is just a piece of paper. It's that it provides absolutely no benefit to the man. If it were only a piece of paper, no one would care. It's worse than a piece of paper. It's a contract. A one-sided, biased, bullshit contract. But I will agree that it is the most valuable piece of paper that the woman will ever own, because it gives her lifetime access to the man's resources, whether she stays with him or not. Very valuable for the woman. Absolutely no benefit to the man.
Take the case of Doug Talby. At age 18, Talby worked a minimum wage job operating a press at a factory in Indiana and lived in his parents' basement. "I didn't have a care in the world," Talby says. "I didn't even have any bills." But after marrying at 19 and having kids, Talby's perspective changed. "I had to step up and think about others and start taking care of them."
Now, the entire point of this story is that he needed a woman, he needed a family to motivate him to better himself. Now, I'm sure his parents were trying to get him to get a better job and get the hell out of their basement. But why did a wife and kids motivate him where his parents did not? And the answer is, his parents did not have the power to take him to court and rip his wallet out of his asshole the way that a woman can. If a man knocks a girl up and decides to marry her, he is completely and utterly fucked. Now she can destroy his life in a way that no other person can.
Talby quit his factory job and joined the army, where he made significantly more money and received housing and health care paid for by the military. Whenever he saw a chance at promotion, he pursued it. It meant more money and benefits for himself and his family. Recently, in a bid to further boost his family's income, he left the army to work as a finance manager at a car dealership. He's now pulling in six figures. Men who see no need to marry, or who are reluctant to marry until they make more money, could benefit from Talby's discovery.
So of course this man, who now may or may not realize the shit he's put himself in by getting married, has to pursue higher income. But he's not better off. I mean, to say that he's pursuing these jobs and he's making more money, he's not making more money for himself. He's making more money for his wife and children. I mean, think about it. Okay, so let's say Talby earned $50,000, but all that was his. He got to keep it all after taxes and expenses. He got to keep all that money and live whatever lifestyle he wanted. Now, with a wife and kids, yeah, maybe he's earning $100,000. So what? He's giving at least half of it to his wife, probably another 25-30% to his kids. The rest is his, I guess, but he's not better off. He was better off before, when all that money was his. I mean, if you only earn 20-something percent more, but you have to split it 2, 3, 4, 5 ways, you're not better off individually. You're worse off.
Marriage has a transformative effect on the behavior, emotional health, and financial well-being of adults, especially men. Men who get married work harder and more strategically and earn more money than their single peers from similar backgrounds. Marriage also transforms men's social world. They spend less time with friends and more time with family. They go to bars less and to church more.
You now have to work harder. You have to work a second job, especially, you know, if you have lots of kids you can't afford. You have to give up all your dreams. You have to get a real job, quote unquote, because if you don't, your wife's going to divorce you. She's going to take your kids. She's going to take your money. She's going to have you thrown out on the street and thrown in jail for back child support and alimony. She's going to drive you to suicide. So you better work that second shift. You better pick up a part-time job on the side. You better earn that money because your life is fucked. You're now a slave to your wife or ex-wife, your wage slave. And they paint this as a positive. Like, oh, don't you want to be a wage slave? Doesn't that sound wonderful? Look at all the extra money you're making. Yeah, he's working more. Not because he wants to. I mean, nobody wants to work. They work because they have to. And he's not even working in a career that he enjoys. He's working because he desperately needs the money to maintain his family and avoid getting divorced and having his family stripped away from him because he was just a deadbeat that couldn't afford to take care of his kids. I mean, a woman will rationalize this. She will absolutely divorce a guy who's not earning enough money that she thinks she's worth, take his kids away, put him on child support, watch him get thrown out of his house, live out on the streets, and throw him in jail for back child support. You don't think that happens?
Married men work about 400 hours more per year than single men with equivalent backgrounds. A Harvard study also found that married men were much less likely than their single peers to quit their current job unless they had another one lined up. All this translates into a substantial marriage premium. On average, married men earn almost 20% more than their single peers. That's even after controlling for differences in education, race, ethnicity, and other background factors. You can read more about this in my study, For Richer, For Poorer, How Family Structures Economic Success in America.
So married men work 400 hours more per year than single men. That's not a good thing. They're not earning more money for themselves, they're earning money for other people, and they're working more. They're giving up 400 hours a year that they could be spending doing what they want. They're not hanging out with their friends, they're not doing fun things. They're sacrificing their life for other people. Now, you may think that's noble, but that's not a benefit for the man. Under what circumstances is sacrificing your life for other people benefit you?
Why is there such a substantial marriage premium? There are at least four important reasons. One, after marrying, men assume a new identity. Marriage is one of the last rites of passage into manhood remaining in our society, argues sociologist Stephen Nock. He found that marriage engenders an ethic of responsibility among men, as well as a newfound sense of meaning and status in the world.
I mean, there's nothing stopping a single guy from working two or three jobs to earn extra money to, you know, build his wealth, but he doesn't have to. And the thing is, and this is like the little secret, I'm going to let you on a little bit of a secret. If you earn enough money to do what you want, to live the lifestyle you want, you're rich. You may not need six figures. You may not need $1 million. If you can live the lifestyle you want, you're rich. Now, if you want to increase your lifestyle and you need to earn a little extra money, go earn a little extra money. But if you can live happily and comfortably with the income you're earning, and you're happy and content, then you're rich. Why would you want to give that up? Work 400 more hours a year? Have less money to yourself so that you can take care of other people? I mean, it doesn't even make any sense.
Two, married men are motivated to maximize their income. This means having a different attitude toward their job. They work more hours and make better work choices. Studies find that men increase their work hours after marrying and reduce their hours after divorcing. Sociologist Elizabeth Gorman concludes that married men are more likely to value higher paying jobs than their single peers.
You know, this concept of being motivated to maximize your income. Yes, you're motivated negatively. You're motivated in the same way that a slave is motivated by their slave driver. You know, they have a whip and they're ready to crack that on your ass. So you better do whatever they say. So you're motivated. That's not a good thing. Why would you volunteer to become a slave? Marriage, in essence, is a man choosing his slave master. You know, trying to be like, all right, which woman am I going to give this power over me to enslave me, to force me to work, to provide for her? This government power through a marriage contract, which gives her guaranteed access to my resources. She could cheat on me. She could turn off the sex whenever she wants. There's nothing I can do about that. But then if she decides to leave for any or no reason, she gets the kids. She gets at least half your stuff. A lot of states will actually give her more than half. Just because, you know, she's a stay-at-home. Oh, she deserves even more of your money. Why not? She has a vagina. That's all that matters. And if you can't afford it, if you can't afford to maintain a meager standard of living after she makes off with all your stuff and your kids and puts you on child support, who cares? You could go to jail, or you could live out of your car, or you could move back into your parents' basement. Aren't you glad you got married? You know, you got married so you wouldn't have to live in your parents' basement. Oh, and then your wife left you, and you're moving back into your parents' basement because you can't afford to live alone because all your money's going to your ex-wife. What a wonderful rite of passage.
3. There is evidence that employers prefer and promote men who are married. Married men are often seen as more responsible and dedicated workers and are rewarded with more opportunities to advance.
Now, I don't doubt that employers prefer married men. They're more easy to manipulate. You know, a single man who doesn't need the money, that makes enough money to live comfortably on his own, isn't going to put in those long unpaid hours with the hope of getting that promotion. He doesn't give a shit. He can walk away from the job whenever he wants. He's not going to put up with his boss's shit. He's not going to put up with the company's shit. So he's not an ideal employee. The ideal employee is a broken horse. A broken horse who will do what he's told. Again, is this a good thing? Is it a good thing to give a woman this kind of power over you, to break your spirit so that you're even easier to manipulate out in the rest of the world by other people?
4th and finally, married men benefit from the advice and encouragement of their wives, who have an obvious interest in their success. There is no better motivator than your spouse.
You know, saying that married men benefit from the advice and encouragement of their wives is a very nice way of saying that wives nag their husband. It's kind of ironic. You know, when a man wants to do something, if a man sees that something needs to get done, he just does it. If he sees, you know, something in the house needs to be fixed, he'll fix it. But a woman just can't do it. She can't physically or mentally or whatever, she can't bring herself to just fucking do it. So what she does is she nags, and she nags and she nags until the man does it. And then she nags that it's not done right, or she nags that it took too long. Now, are you benefiting from the advice and encouragement of your wife? I mean, maybe things are getting done, aren't they? You're enslaving yourself. You're giving a woman overt power over your life, over your income. You're putting the state in your bedroom, where now they have the power to use the woman against you. The woman can destroy your life. And the government will be right there to enforce it. Why would you do that to yourself? Are you that unmotivated that you need a slave master to get you to get up and make something of yourself?
Marriage is a clear path to a better life. It always has been. And now we have plenty of data to confirm it. But if you still don't believe me, just ask Doug Talby and millions like him.
But in closing, if you want to talk to someone, don't talk to Doug Talby, who found the motivation to get a better job by getting married and having a gun pointed to him. Talk to the men in MGTOW who've had their wallets ripped out of their ass in family court. Go to the graves of the men who killed themselves after they were unemployed and couldn't afford child support and faced jail. Talk to those men about how wonderful marriage is, how it really just helped them get a hold on their life and make their lives better. Ask them about the hundreds of hours they work extra each year to avoid going to prison because they owe so much child support or alimony and they got to move in with their parents. Go talk to them about how wonderful marriage was. I mean, you know what makes you happy. If you're happy, you don't need to make 6 figures to be rich if you're happy and content with your life, if you're doing what you want. You know, being content and frugal used to be a value.
I'm Brad Wilcox, Associate Professor of Sociology at the University of Virginia for Prager University.
The gynocentrism is everywhere. It seems there's this doublethink, there's this blind spot. People who otherwise understand economics, otherwise understand how important freedom is. When it comes to women, I don't know what it is, their sex drive, their dominance instinct, I don't know. But they have this blind spot, and they just latch onto that gynocentrism anyway, despite supposedly being anti-feminist. You know, you have feminism and you have traditionalism, and they're two sides of the same coin of gynocentrism. Both of them want men to sacrifice themselves for them. Feminists want men to sacrifice themselves for women, and traditionalists want men to sacrifice themselves for society. I'm not asking you to sacrifice yourself. So anyway, this is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.